Let's move on quickly to Charlotte and Mandy, so we can get as many bits of advice in as we can, because their stories, are, I guess, will be reflected by other people as well. Charlotte and Mandy both work for the David... Is it Nipah it's pronounced, or Nipah?
Yes, Nipah.
Nipah. It's a knicker factory in Derbyshire. So, Charlotte and Mandy, tell us your situation. Charlotte, first of all, what's your question?
Hiya. I'm only 25 at the moment, so pension's not really on my radar at the moment.
Tut, tut, tut. Tut, tut, tut. That's not an excuse. Age is no excuse. Carry on.
Saving for my mortgage at the moment until I actually get a house of my own and also pay off my student loan is more of a priority for me.
Absolutely wrong. Sorry. And saving for your mortgage is right. Why on earth are you trying to pay off your student loan?
Well, it comes out of my wages every month like a pension would do.
Okay, so it's a form... Okay, as long as you're not overpaying that...
No, I'm not meaning to attack you at all.
But it's really important to understand that you definitely didn't start university after 2012 because you're already working.
Yes, I am.
So you probably started between 1998 and 2012.
Yeah.
In which case, your student loan is set at roughly the rate of inflation. It's actually lower. It's actually at 1.5%. So in real terms, if we factor inflation in, your debt is shrinking each year, each year. In real terms, it will look like it's going up, but compared to the cost that things are going up, it isn't. In which case, paying it off any quicker than you need to is a waste of money,
and
you'd be far better to use the cash anywhere else.
Yeah.
So sorry, carry on with your pension question. I'll shut up now.
Obviously, thinking about 40 years' time, I'm not sure how much I'm going to need to live on in 40 years, how inflation will have affected cost of living. So I've heard that the workplace pension is coming in next year that I will be auto-enrolled into. How will that be enough? How will that work?
No, it won't be enough,
right.
But it's a good start. So basically what's going to happen is when you join the workplace pension and you will get put into it, you're going to have some of your money paid into that pension. Your employer is going to put some money in for you as well. You need to find out what they're going to offer you because there is a statutory minimum they must pay in, but they might pay in more than that.
Okay, I'm going to move. Sorry to rush you all. I'm going to move on to Mandy because we do have some other stuff we want to talk about as well in this hour. Mandy, your company has a pension, but you decided not to join it, so you're relying on your husband's pension, are you?
Yes, that's right.
Did you hear that gasp?
Oh, yes. From both of us.
Well, what it is, my husband had, when we got together, I'm 47, nearly 20 years ago when we got together, he had an excellent pension, but he has to pay more in each month. Every couple of years it's reviewed, and he has to pay more in to get the returns. Lots of people at his company pension, they're now retiring, and my husband's monthly contribution is paying for these people who are already retired. The pot's getting smaller. They've actually stopped new people going into the pension. He pays nearly £100 a month into it, and he's actually had to sign a piece of paper, a contract now, to say that he has accepted that the annuity is decreased by, I think, at least £3,000 a year. So it really feels that the squeeze is going on his pension. It's not performing. I'm concerned about myself, but then I haven't got that confidence in pensions because of my husband.
Martin?
Well, hold on. Is your company pension a final salary pension, or is it one where you just put money in?
We are going to go on the workplace pension. I haven't got it at the moment.
So it will almost certainly be one where you put money in and your employer puts money in.
Yes.
If I came to you and I offered you a 3% pay rise, what would you say?
Well, I'll take it.
Well, that's what you're being offered and you're refusing it. Because they're saying you put 3%, roughly, it changes in every company, so I'm ignore the numbers. They're saying we'll put some cash in, say 3%, and if you put 3% in, so you're effectively just throwing money that can be saved for you away by not going in your pension. Your husband's pension is something entirely different
Mandy,
you're talking about.
Sometimes people need to be told it that straight, don't they?
And the other thing to bear in mind is when you get to retirement, you're allowed an income of £9,500 a year tax-free. So it absolutely makes sense to make sure you build up enough retirement income to use up that tax-free allowance in retirement.